NATO's Secretary General Yaptehope Scheffer confirmed the plans after meeting Thursday with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul. NATO troops in Afghanistan's International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, currently direct operations in the relatively stable northern and western provinces. Speaking to reporters Thursday, Mr. Yaptehope Scheffer said the additional troops are part of NATO's plans to expand ISAF into Afghanistan's southern provinces, where Taliban insurgents remain active.
The NATO force numbers over 10,000. The expansion of ISAF into the south will, of course, lead to the arrival of certainly a few thousand extra NATO forces.
NATO's move south, scheduled for sometime next year, could significantly change ISAF's role in Afghanistan. After nearly 4 years of keeping the peace in the north, the NATO troops may have to impose it in the rest of south. A separate contingent of about 20,000 U.S.-led coalition forces is already fighting Taliban and Al-Qaeda-linked militants in the southern provinces, but several NATO members, including Germany and France, insist ISAF should stick to peacekeeping and avoid joining forces with the U.S.-led counterinsurgency effort. Some NATO members also object to plans to institute a unified NATO command for all international forces in Afghanistan. But Mr. Yaptehope Scheffer expressed confidence Thursday that NATO members would pull together and that ISAF and the U.S.-led operation could complement one another in the field.
It is crystal clear that we need more synergy between, on the one hand, the ISAF operation, on the other hand, Operation Enduring Freedom.
NATO's expansion, both in troop force and regional presence, is prompting speculation that some U.S. forces could begin withdrawing from Afghanistan next year. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.